Inside Chicago Government. ShyGov.com.
Welcome to another in a series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky. I'm Dave Gloetz. Ben writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader. He's here with me today. Good day, sir.
Thank you, sir.
A lot of journalists and commentators have talked about how the recent elections and the runoff in particular have been good for needed debate that Chicago has on important issues, particularly schools.
Mm-hmm.
There's one side of a particular debate around schools that I kept seeing and hearing during the campaigns, and I'm still hearing it. And I'll just pick one writer's rendition of it. This is from a recent piece by Sun-Times columnist Neil Steinberg, and I'm not picking on Steinberg here. Seems that it captures it pretty well. He wrote, "Look at the closing of 49 schools, the central crime laid at the mayor's feet. If you think the mayor closed them because he doesn't care about kids, then sure, vote for Chuy Garcia. But if you think the city's broke, the schools were half empty, the kids transferred to schools as good or better, well, vote for Rahm Emanuel. Garcia says he would have held more hearings, talked to more parents before closing those schools, which sounds great until you think about it. Held more hearings, talked to more parents until what? He found the parents who wanted to close their own schools, who wanted their kids to walk the extra 5 blocks to a different school? He was never going to find those parents. Someone had to come in and ram the change through to make the unpopular choices. That's what a mayor is for." So that's how one side of this debate boils it down. Of course, nobody liked to close schools, but it was what was necessary. What I haven't heard is the equally cogent or boiled down rebuttal. So do you want to give it a shot?
Do you have a rebuttal you have on mind?
No.
Or should I just unleash it?
Yeah, go for it.
The problem with Chicago public schools at the heart of it is that they're severely underfunded. I've been thinking about this in the wake of the federal investigation into $20.5 million.
Sole source contract.
Principal training program, like what we need more than anything. The problem with the argument that Mayor Rahm closed those schools in order to save money, to use money for the kids, is that he didn't do that. He didn't improve education for the kids of Chicago with the money that he saved. I don't think he saved any money. In fact, well, we know we had to borrow money to close the schools. There were costs related directly to closing the schools. We had to borrow money. We had to sell bonds to close those schools, hire people to the safe zones. There's a lot of good things that came, well, a lot of good things. Like, I like the fact that somebody's got jobs being guardians, watching kids as they walk to school.
Safe passage.
Safe passage. So I'm trying to think of the good things that happened by closing the school. Like I said, I got one good thing. It got the citizenry alive. That's the second good thing. But the notion that you closing schools to help kids is the idea that, okay, the schools that you create with the closed schools will be measurably better in terms of lower class size, more diversification of curriculum, things like art, music, drama, an after-school program, a preschool program, plays for the kids, all the things that people in suburbs like Winnetka, Wilmette, Evanston, Lake Forest, Northbrook have come to take for granted for their kids should be in Chicago. We don't have that. We didn't have it before Mayor Rahm, so it's not really his fault. We didn't have it during Mayor Rahm, and we don't have it now. In Chicago, we have essentially a two-tier school system, public school system. If you come from a relatively affluent community, you can afford to pay for some of these extras. You pay for it out of your pocket. Some of them, not even all of them. But if you come from a poor school, largely you're going to do without. You don't even have a chess program in Chicago. That's how pathetic we are. We don't even have a chess program, a citywide chess program. Right now, I'm hearing from teachers in the city of Chicago that they can't afford to pay teachers to coach the teams. There's not enough money to do that. So there were no savings. So the best you could say is that, well, in the future, down the road, somewhere in the glorious future, we'll be thanking Rahm for closing the schools because money will be saved. I don't see that happening. I don't think anybody knows that. The school finances are such a mess. We just got finished talking about how he's having to borrow money to pay for basic bills, how he's having to play budget games to get us through this crisis. So it was like a PR move at best. And the notion that a tough mayor has to make tough choices was like toward advancing his career. It wasn't about helping kids in poor neighborhoods overcome the disadvantage that leads to like them not being prepared to go to the top colleges when they graduate. I don't see that happening. The contrast I always make is when I examine the preschool deal that he put together to benefit the bankers who lent us the money. To get their money back, they have to achieve certain goals in terms of test scores. To make sure that they're not being unfairly monitored, they make certain demands of the public schools, like there has to be a limit on class size. The teachers have to be fully accredited. You're comparing those kids to similar kids who don't go to preschool.
A control group.
Yeah, a control group. So what's my point? My point is that they are conceding that there are tremendous disadvantages in trying to educate kids from entrenched poverty to get them to perform at the same level as kids who are relatively affluent.
So it's acknowledged in one case.
Yeah, it's acknowledged in one case, but it's not acknowledged in the other case. The underlying point in that quote that you just read to me is that Mayor Rahm saved money by closing these schools to create better schools that is helping transform this system. And he didn't do that. It was like this big, wasteful battle that was largely like about PR and has left us where we are in the same condition.
The other argument that the administration presented is they had to close schools because the schools were not performing well enough.
Okay, they shifted argument. Now we're refighting. Here I'm saying, give them credit for moving to the left. I can never truly escape the stupid things he did in those first 2-3 years. You know what I'm saying? When I think about it, it still gets me upset. But yes, it was like a PR thing. By the way, let's not forget the role charters had in all of this. Because while the city was losing people, so population's falling, they were creating charter schools, which then further, along with the people moving out of Chicago, caused a further erosion of enrollment by moving kids.
Leaching.
Yes. So the point is that we have never been about a transformation of education in Chicago. It's been like this PR game. And so the mayor started off talking about how we have to save money by closing under-enrolled schools. And then when that wasn't, I guess, polling well with the public, it wasn't going over well with the public, he turned it into, no, I want to improve education. So it was less about unused schools and more about improving education. Do you follow what I'm saying?
The stated purpose change.
And then let's remember at some point, Martin Luther King got dragged into this because he would want us to do this. He would want us to close schools.
You have to invoke either King or Hitler when you do this stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I did not say the Hitler thing.
You in particular, yeah. But I'm saying that.
So to me, the closing of the schools was symbolic of this sort of political campaign that was nonstop by Mayor Emanuel from the moment he announced he was running for mayor to like year three. Some point in year three, we realized it wasn't going to get him reelected. And that political campaign was about privatization, creating charter schools, fighting the unions, big spectacles like NATO, public-private cooperation, spectacles like DePaul and Marriott. And then he had a retreat from that. He had a retreat from that very like right-wing, for lack of a better word, ideology.
So he had to become less Rahm-like.
Yes, he had to become less Rahm-like. And so ideologically, again, I don't think he has a fixed ideology. I think it's what's in his best interest. Whether he perceives that it's really in his best interest to retreat from those old fights, we'll see. I could tell you this. That quote that you just read to me, I didn't hear Rahm talk about that during the campaign. Rahm talked about mistakes he made, not listening to people.
Well, he actually said in his repeated bullet points, he said he made the tough choices to close schools.
He made tough choices. I don't think he...
He never said the word close schools.
Yeah, let's go back. I had to make tough choices to expand pre-K.
So it's possible he never said the word close schools because he knows that was radioactive.
Yes, I don't believe Rahm himself would ever say a quote like that. That's a defense by somebody trying to defend Rahm by pretending like what Rahm did was all about improving education. I don't know why Rahm did what he did, but I could tell you this. He did not improve education by closing those schools. Now, if you wanted to say, how can we better use our money, more wisely and prudently manage our limited school dollars to get the best we possibly can for the kids of Chicago? Well, you wouldn't finance a pre-K program with exorbitant banker's fees.
The scheme that doubles their money.
I mean, that would be like at the top of the list of things that you wouldn't do, okay? Or you wouldn't borrow money with these crazy derivatives and swaps that end up hurting us in the long run if the market tanks. The only thing he did to quote-unquote bring more money to Chicago was to close schools. Like, it's an Orwellian notion that we're going to improve education by cutting it. So I am not very sympathetic to that quote that you just read.
That's all we have time for. Thanks for joining me today.
Take care.
Listeners, we welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions for future interviews. You can get in touch with us via Facebook and Twitter by searching for Inside Chicago Government. I'm Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.